We continue Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, Hilchos Pesach, Simen Kuf Yud Dalet, Sif Yud Gimel. Tzrich and Lazar, we want to be careful. Shloi Lahanas Acha Pesach. One should not have any benefit from Chometz after Pesach. She Yisrael, that belonged to a Jew, Shuchosha Shloi Machar Kadas, where there was a concern that the Chometz was not sold properly. And this Sif of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is the basis for two Menhagim. One minig is that many people, particularly private people, not people who have stores that have chametz in them, are careful that they should not sell chametz gomer. They sell chametz to the nachri. As we said in previous shurim, they should sell the chametz because you can never know if you have chametz that you forgot about. So selling all your chametz solves that issue. But whatever chametz they know of, chametz gomer is something which is real chametz, pasta, crackers, cookies, they just don't want to sell because, as we just learned, we have to maybe be concerned that the mechir was done properly. And for the same reason, stores, businesses that have chametz, obviously we're discussing a situation of hefsed merubah, and therefore they are more likely to sell chametz, but there are people that don't want to rely on mechir's chametz in any way, and therefore they are careful not to purchase any chametz that might have been owned by a Jew during Pesach, and they have to do different types of research to discover at what point can they be confident that the chametz that they're buying was not owned by a Jew, nor sold chametz that was sold, and rely on that for chametz on Pesach. Simen Kuf Tazvav, Dinar Pesach Aliyos B'Shabbos. Ere Pesach Aliyos B'Shabbos, Ere Pesach falls on Shabbos. Baitin has chametz b'leil shalosh asur. We do the bedikas chametz on Thursday night. The hainu b'leil ha'shayach liyom shishi, the night of Friday. V'achah bedika, and after doing the bedika, you do bitl chametz, v'ayim kol chamer v'chuloi, k'moy b'pam acheres, like you do every year. And if you forgot to do bedikas chametz Thursday night, then you should do bedikas chametz Friday by day, the same way you do bedikas chametz by night, with a candle, with a spoon, with a feather, and some say that you should even make a bracha Friday by day. Vayimer kol chamira, and then after you do bedikas chametz, you say bedikas kol chamira, k'may b'pam acheres, like you do every year after you do bedikas chametz. Ubiyam shishi, on Friday, sarfah gamkem b'zman shusarfah b'chol erev Pesach, you burn it at the same time you would burn the chametz every year. Aval ein tzarech lo mikol chamira, you don't say kol chamira, ela b'shabbos, when will you say the second kol chamira? Ela b'shabbos lach achila, Shabbos after you finish eating in the morning Shabbos and will no longer be having or eating chametz. At that point, mevatel v'omer, you say kol chamira. There are many that suggest that when we say kol chamira, we say lahav kafka da'ara, we're making the chametz hefker, but one is not really supposed to make something hefker on Shabbos. And therefore, in such a year, don't say the word lahav hefker, you should just have in mind that it should be hefker. The other very big difference this year is, when do you want the mechiras chametz to be effective? So as we've been discussing in our shiurim, the Mechiras Chametz is supposed to be effective before Shor Shishis, before the time on Erev Pesach where we may not have any benefit from Chametz. This year, we'll have to benefit from the Chametz on Shabbos, but we can't have the Mechir on Shabbos. And therefore, in this year, the most Rabbanim suggest that the Mechiras Chametz should only become effective right before Shabbos. Sif Beis, HaBechayrim Misanim B'Yom Chamishi. This year, the Bechayrim fast on Thursday, on Thursday. M'koshel L'Sanis Ad L'Ach B'dikas Chametz. But if it's difficult for the Bechor to continue fasting until Thursday night after B'dikas Chametz, Yochel L'Toim Eze Dov Amud Koinim B'dika. They could take something small to eat before the B'dika. Yasa Shlich Levdik. They should appoint a Shlich to do the B'dikas Chametz so they should be able to eat. As far as the Siyum B'chayrim, in such a year, the Siyum B'chayrim is on Thursday. There are those that make a Siyum B'chayrim also on Friday. Certainly, if it's a situation that we described, where a father is fasting for a son, a mother is fasting for a son who's a Bechar, they only have to go to Siyum on Thursday. They need not go to Siyum both on Thursday and Friday. Sif Gimel. Em Avashnut Shabbos Utafshilim K'mochim Agrisim. When shouldn't cook for the Shabbos food, she choyim dovik b'kederis, chametz that get stuck to the pot, v'asladichim, because on Shabbos you'll have a problem how to wash those pots. And the best approach for the Shabbos, as the Mishnah Berurah already says, is that everything that should be cooked for this Shabbos is cooked Pesach Dig, besides the Chalas or whatever, as we're going to discuss, that are used for Lecha Mishnah. The house should be completely Chametz Dig. In fact, there is a question if one is cooking Chametz and he wants to pour the Chametz over from one pot to another pot, it all sorts of different questions. What will be the status of the pots? And therefore, the minimal chametz that we're going to be eating the Shabbos, it's not a Shabbos for chametz food, should be kept separate and not need pots and pans. And even if you need dishes, it should all be disposable. Alkein yivashu rak mecham she'enem batkim. You should only cook food that doesn't stick to the pot. V'achachilam avnaras amapa. And after eating, one should clear out the tablecloth, matzniyah soim kli chametz, and put it away with all the other chametz. B'chedesh en arog aloch hashem haPesach, in a place where you don't go on Pesach. The same thing goes for the clothing that you're wearing. If there are any crumbs of chametz, you should make sure to clear them off, wash out the mouth and between the teeth, that to make sure that there's no chametz, but don't get involved with towels, because again, you'll have an issue that the towels are chametz and may have chametz on them. Again, there should be minimal chametz in the house. One shouldn't eat anyway hot chametz, because there's a question which we'll discuss regarding eating hot chametz and what does it do to fillings and to dentures and to crowns. And one shouldn't put challah into something sharp. Again, it could create all sorts of shailas. Just eat the minimal amount of challah and try to get challah that makes the minimal amount of crumbs. V'mnishalei mat pas, and if somebody does have a little bread left over, yitnei alav kechavim, should give it to a nachri. Rak yizor misaytzah, be careful not to carry it, because one may not carry on such a Shabbos, as we may not carry on any Shabbos. And then we have to sweep the house through a nachri, or in a permissible fashion. In their days, clearing out homes was much more complicated because there was a concern of earthen floor, and sweeping such a floor may involve Chilul Shabbos. The floors that we live in, the wood floors or any of these other type of floors, are much less of a question regarding the permissibility of sweeping such a floor on Shabbos.